to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, and although the chocolate and flowers are nice, the fun part happens later. But there could be something missing under the sheets. Our next two guests are here to share how to connect with your partner intimately, both in the bedroom and in everyday life. A devoted husband and wife team, they've been teaching the art of Tantra since 1999. They've been featured in several magazines, including Cosmo and Redbook, and their latest book is called Great Sex Made Simple. Please welcome to the show Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Mark and Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Oh, it's great. It's Valentine's Day, so, you know, it's great that you're here, and so many couples out there are going to be looking for something a little more special to do for each other than the typical dinner and roses routine. What is your suggestion? What can they do to spice things up tonight?
Well, what we like to encourage people to do is to think a little bit beyond just buying things for each other, but think about the realm of experience.
Right. Yeah, so take your beloved out and do something new and different that maybe you both haven't tried or explored before, as opposed to kind of the conventional form of romancing, which is beautiful and great, but it only goes so far. So we also like to say go make every day Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So get out of the routine, because a lot of time I think that's what really breaks couples up is routines, and there's nothing new to look forward to. And you're right. Don't go to the same restaurant, sit in the same corner, order the same thing as you did last Valentine's Day.
Now
we've heard, you know, that intimacy declines after the honeymoon phase. Why do couples, in your opinion, go from nothing can pull us apart to not tonight, I have a headache?
Well, I think when people are falling in love, they naturally are doing things that encourage and create the conditions that love is built on. And as that love gets established, suddenly they stop doing the actions that created that connection.
So that makes sense.
Right?
No, some of it's hormonal. I mean, you know, when we're falling in love, we're flooded with hormones, and we're in this kind of altered state of consciousness that'll last 6 months or maybe 2 years max. The thing you've got to do is actually take steps to keep recreating that state on an ongoing basis with your partner.
So you can do this. I still get chills from Mark, you know. So these practices really do help.
See, that's great. Now, your book, Great Sex Made Simple, shares a lot of tips derived from Tantra. Can you define Tantra for us and explain how it can increase that spark of intimacy?
Sure. Tantra, our kind of one-sentence definition is that it's an Indian spiritual tradition. It's closely related to yoga, and it contains an element that deals with working on sexual energy. Now, what we've tried to do is take this ancient tradition and create ways that modern couples can incorporate these principles into their everyday life. And so we usually start with a practice which is very simple, and it just involves intentionally taking 3 minutes or so to gaze into each other's eyes with complete attention on practice.
And this is just so deceptively simple yet profound. And you think of young lovers when they're first together and how they just sit, maybe giggle lightly, and not exchange a word for several minutes, just looking deeply into each other's eyes. And that you can actively choose to do as a couple after being together for the long term.
You know, that's a great point, is when you stare at each other's eyes so much, you really don't see the people behind you, the place could be burning down, and you don't notice. Now, everybody notices everything around them and forgets to look back at their couple, their significant other. So that's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big problems that happens, and you alluded to this earlier, is that as we're together for a long period of time, it's kind of a natural process to start taking your partner for granted. And what you can do is really make an active effort to combat that taking for granted.
So along those lines, we like to define love as profound interest. So the opposite sometimes of love is described as anger or hatred, and that really kind of isn't it. I think it's this taking your partner for granted and losing sight of your partner. So losing that profound interest in
that's
your
what
love.
You, You know, I saw a commercial on TV that showed a man working out, flexing his bicep in front of his wife, and she didn't seem a bit interested. Then they showed him vacuuming the floor and cleaning the windows, and she says, "Now that's sexy." Is there any truth to this?
Yeah, well, I think you bring out an important point, is really know what your partner responds to. For me, yeah, vacuuming is really hot. I like the biceps too, but it's important to key into what your partner responds to and not do what society says is erotic or what you personally would respond to. Make sure you know what they like.
A lot of females are thinking, now I know how to get my husband to start folding the laundry. I'll just I'll salivate. Every time he's folding clothes, I'll salivate.
Right? Well, you know, that's where maybe a little operant conditioning can come in handy, you know? Just like, honey, that is so hot. You're folding laundry. Make sure you acknowledge it. And I think that's where people forget and fall short.
That's right. Now, you have an entire section in your book on kissing. It explain, you know, why is kissing so important and does it seem to get neglected?
Well, I think what happens a lot when people are together for a long time is that it's not just kissing, but a lot of the things that they did when they were first dating in terms of turning each other on sort of go out the window.
Because
sex is like just available all the time.
Like staying in touch, keeping physical touch. So along those lines, kissing is...
Kissing's really, really intimate when you think about it. Some people would sooner have genital sex with someone than share a toothbrush. So that kind of illustrates how the mouth is just this very, very intimate part of our bodies.
Now, we're also hardwired erotically, orally, and we as infants seek pleasure by sucking our thumb even in utero. So, and also when our first explorations of the world happen, we usually touch the item to our mouth. So we're very wired to experience pleasure.
So if you can consciously bring kissing back into your relationship or kiss more, you'll start to feel more connected. Now, once you start doing that, there's a lot that can be done with kissing that people don't explore as fully as they possibly could. So, I mean, we have one example where we have couples exchange kisses, giving and receiving kisses for a period of several minutes.
So what that looks like is one partner will relax and allow her husband to explore her lips and her mouth and gently kiss her mouth without kissing back. And that is very interesting. It's a very interesting experience.
See,
and then you
gross.
Exchange roles. Obviously.
Plus, there's a chemical component to kissing too as well. They've actually have brain scans showing the release of hormones during kissing.
Right, and if you think about it, when you first start kissing, your saliva tastes a certain way. You kiss 1 minute, it starts to change. 2 minutes, it suddenly becomes sweeter. 3 minutes, it gets more fluid, and you know by 4 or 5 minutes, then you've tapped into that. Oh my gosh, I could stay here kissing you forever. This is heaven.
So there's a kind of alchemy that takes place, I think, on multiple levels with kissing.
Right. Yeah. Imagine, what about the husbands and wives that work all day, they have kids to raise? Could they find time to add tantra into their lives, or is it time-consuming?
It doesn't have to be time-consuming. Really, taking 5 minutes to kiss, that's just 5 minutes, right?
Right.
Taking 2 minutes to gaze in silence and connect into each other's eyes, also very short. I think people think that erotic charge has to be, sustaining the eroticism in a relationship has to be a big ordeal. It has to be a whole evening. It has to be super hot. You have to be very energetic. And that can be overwhelming for couples.
Or you're waiting for that right moment and right mood to strike. And the reality is, in people's busy lives, a lot of times that's not going to happen. So we always,
You just have to create it. Great.
You do have to create it. And thank you so much for joining us today. For more information about Mark and Patricia or to get their latest book, Great Sex Made Simple, you can visit their website at www.tantrapm.com. That's tantrapm.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.